I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Yeah, you hear that music? Oh, yeah, this is going to be the bonus edition of the Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. Every week, I'm going to give you my college football picks for each and every week. It's week zero. The college football season is back. BYU fans are at College Game Day repping the Cougars. It's a great thing. College football is back, baby, and I cannot wait. And we got a great slate of games, two games on the docket, but they don't conflict with each other, which is beautiful. There's no time overlapping unless Florida and Miami goes into some excessive overtimes. We're just going to be able to sit back, enjoy, watch some college football. Here's your Saturday today. Here's the lineup. 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio. Enjoy that. 5 o'clock, Florida, number 8 Florida versus Miami in Orlando. And then at 8:30, Arizona and Hawaii. Again, this is a bonus edition of the Cougar Tracks podcast. I'm a huge college football fan, so I had to get my college football picks in each and every week to you, the listener. Cannot wait for the season to start and get things rolling. And again, it starts off with the real U, Miami, taking on number 8 Florida. And I got to say, I'm going to go with the Gators in this one. I don't feel too confident in that pick. Manny Diaz is really bringing some swagger to the Miami Hurricanes again. Now, when he got hired after Mark Richt was fired, I thought, it's going to be, I don't know if that's the best hire for Miami. Because think about it. Remember Manny Diaz? Cougar fans remember this. 2013 against Texas, he was the D coordinator, and he got fired after that BYU loss where Taysom ran wild. Manny Diaz is now the head coach of Miami, but I think he understands that you're down in Florida, down in Miami. Makes a lot of sense. I love that he went with Jaren Williams, the quarterback. He was projected as the third string guy. Now he's the starter. I think Florida, though, gets it done. They have more overall talent. I think they're going to be able to handle adversity a lot better than the Canes. Florida with I feel uncomfortable saying this because a quarterback named Felipe Franks is going to lead you to a big win. I don't know about that, but hey, I'm still going with it. I'm going to go with Dan Mullen. There's some BYU and Utah ties to this game. Dan Mullen, of course, once coached at Utah back in 2004 with Urban Meyer. But I'm going to go with the Gators to get it done against Miami. And then in the nightcap, Arizona takes on the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. These are two teams that BYU saw last season. Remember, BYU opened up the 2018 campaign against the Arizona Wildcats and was a 10-point underdog, and they got it done, took down Arizona, and basically derailed all the expectations and hype that Kevin Sumlin brought to the Wildcats. Arizona's a favorite in this one on the islands. Hawaii, remember, they were an undefeated team, or they only had one loss, I believe, against Army. Coming into that game against BYU, Zach Wilson, his first start, torched Hawaii, And the Rainbow Warriors were fighting for bowl eligibility after that. They did get to a bowl last year, went 8-6 in Nick Rolovich's third season with the Rainbow Warriors. But in this game, I'm going to go with Arizona. I think the Wildcats this year have a bounce back season. I'm going to say 8 wins for Arizona this season, and it starts at Hawaii tonight, 8:30 kick on CBS Sports Network. I think Khalil Tate's going to bounce back this year. Last year, they tried to have him sit in the pocket, throw it all around the yard, have the big passes. This year, he's healthy now. I think Kevin Sumlin realizes he can't let him just throw the rock. He's got to run with his feet. BYU was fortunate last year that they didn't allow Tate to run the football much. Arizona gets it done, and I think they're going to go on to a nice bounce back season and maybe play a little bit of a spoiler role in the Pac-12 South Division. But that's my picks for week 0 of the college football season. You can follow me on Twitter at @Mitch_Harper. Check out KSLSports.com, and we'll be doing this every single week here on the Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.